Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 11. This is letter number 3,464. Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Iyar Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. I'm responding, the Rebbe says, to your letter dated the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar and the one that preceded that. So, this apparently was a student who was developing a talent in public speaking. So he's writing to the Rebbe that he's sort of progressing in that area. The Rebbe says that's very pleasing to me that this talent is being developed to speak in front of the public, and that you utilize this talent to speaking words of encouragement, arousals, to get people to strengthen Yiddishkeit and the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. And the Rebbe adds with a prayer from Hashem Yisbarach, be the will of the blessed Hashem. Interesting way of putting the blessing, that the words should impact the speaker and the listeners. Sometimes people speak just for export, for other people. The Rebbe is saying to him, your words should impact you yourself, and also the listeners. And the Rebbe says, for sure, you're setting up this, that this should not interfere with your studies. That needs to be done with diligence, with devotion, both in revealed part and the esoteric and Hasidus. Apparently he was still a student in the yeshiva, and he was spending time perhaps on speaking engagements, but the Rebbe says organize it in a way that is not going to interfere with your regular schedule of study, both Nigla and Hasidus. And then there is dot dot dot, whatever that is.